Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 23 with verses 1 through 4. Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them." It's hard to practice what we preach. A complete surrender comes into play when someone tries to live holy. Here, we get down and dirty, willing to lift anything, clean anything, endure pestilence from sick people caused from making wrong decisions. Remember, we Christians bear wrongs willingly and patiently. Amen. We listen to misguided directives taught from the world and correct their ignorant ways with patience, purpose, and prayer, enabling us to counsel the doubt raised by worldly desires. This comes from our practice of reading the Word of God daily and often during the life of charity that leads us each waking moment of sharing salvation. If you listen to Universal Utterings daily, then you get a daily constant dose of His truth with the beauty of hearing it spiritually translated poetically, guided to a complete surrender of living love, faith, and hope of His grace, His forgiveness, His prayer, and preaching and proclamation. Amen. The chair of Moses led to a Messiah that our Jewish brothers and sisters believe wasn't He when He came and announced His good news of life eternal. Every single prophecy of old pointed their predictions to the one and only Son of God, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life to die for the sins of me and you. All of humanity receives this gift, this power, this anointing to live righteous and willing to give charity as a way of life to live redeemed. Jesus knew their hearts as much as He knows the heart, mind, and soul of your surrender. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer for forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. Her name is Loreen. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We begin chapter 23 today with our practice in verses 1 through 4. We pray, proclaim, practice, pray, and proclaim how to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. This is a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Practice Not what they preach. Disciples and crowds spoke to by Jesus. Pharisees and scribes, beware. Moses' chair seat theirs to please us. Listen, but do not example what they prepare. Practice not what they preach. Burdens heavy, tied with care. Shoulders lay this burden they teach. Their fingers lifted not to move what they share. Amen. I am Thomas Shukruz Wiggins. It's June 5th, 2023. We're recording this morning at 5:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up a little later this morning. Got an opportunity to get up and spend some time out on a golf course with a good friend of mine this morning. My comrade in arms, Deacon Joe. And just being in fellowship with my friend and lover of Jesus, Deacon Joe, is always a refreshing time. It's something that I enjoy to do weekly and share with him our walk in Christ's name. Amen. We close at 7:11 this morning in the name of Jesus, calling out to our good friends John and Marie with prayers as we always do this each morning. And we say, enjoy the name of Jesus as your chair of Moses to teach us. Amen. In his name we close. Johnny, we love you. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. In the name of the one and only Messiah, Jesus Christ. Amen. Bye-bye.